Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Today, actor Colin Hanks drops by with your newest TV obsession, a true crime thriller. And we'll catch up with actress and model Elizabeth Hurley. Plus, little ways to add happiness to your everyday. Donna heads out on a journey to find joy.
It's, okay. It's Today with Hoda and Jenna. It all starts right now.
So come on.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. It's October. If you haven't checked your calendar, October the 3rd.
Yes, October just came in with a bang.
It just came in.
Yes, but we're happy to start a new week with you all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Look what a friend does.
Every day before the show, I hand Jenna a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
A lifesaver. Just because. Sometimes you need a little something.
Every day. That's just such a sweet gesture. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Uh-huh.
And all right.
So there was some celebrating going on at the in your house.
Yes. We got to celebrate my niece's first birthday. She's going like this. You know when somebody.
Right. When someone just keeps.
When somebody,
oh, my God. Wait.
I know. Look
I
how
can't.
Cute she looks in that crown.
Wait a minute. Wait. Stop it.
She's so
stop.
Cute.
Wait, I can't believe she's won.
She's won. So we had breakfast tacos and some queso. She knows how to celebrate.
Oh, my God. What is that cake?
That's
is that carrot cake?
It's a carrot cake.
Was that her?
She it's didn't a carrot cake, but without sugar.
What?
Barbara
doesn't
didn't give
have
her sugar. Which we were, Henry and I were like, just you wait. Just you wait when your child's stuffing their mouth with whatever marshmallow they can find.
By the way, that's what happened.
Right.
When you say no cookies, no candy, the minute you turn your back, there is. They're like devouring
yes.
it. Just give a
I
little.
I mean, my mom didn't give us any snacks, but we would crawl into Robin Oxford's house and just steal all of her Twinkies. But Robin would have one Twinkie because they were allowed, and I
you
would
have keep going
as many
shoveling
Twinkies.
It in.
But anyway, she's one, and I'm
How's
so.
How's your sister? Can she believe she's been a mom for a year?
She's so happy.
Oh.
And so it was really fun to get to celebrate. The kids were there. Hal kept
How
saying,
did it, yeah.
when are we going to Cora's house?
Cora.
When
do they all
going?
Get along? All
they
the
all love, yeah, of course. I mean, my girls just want to lift her up everywhere.
Oh, sweet.
Well, you got to celebrate with George and Julia.
Okay, I feel like I've done a ton of interviews at this network over the years.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that I think this one might have been my favorite.
Favorite interview ever?
You know why? I have to say, first of all, you interview two people who love each other for real.
Yeah.
For real.
Yes.
And they're not there. They're not selling a movie, even though they have a movie.
Right.
That was what they were doing at all. You know, when you sit with someone and you're like, oh, my God, if we were literally having coffee, this is what it would feel like. And I kept thinking, he's so charming and witty and funny, and she's so real and amazing. But that wasn't what made the interview good. It wasn't like he's so good and she's so good. Therefore, what I realized is what made their interview unforgettable for me wasn't him or her. It was like what was in between them.
Yes.
I was like, that's it.
Yes.
Like there's something in between that is what makes it work.
Yes.
And when I was watching them talk, I was laughing so hard. I'm sure I ruined the whole interview. By the way, when you see it, you'll be like, what's wrong with her?
Were you thinking like,
I couldn't stop laughing because everything he said, because he's
hilarious.
So funny. And she told one of the stories that he told was she goes, George, and she was trying to tell the story and she was laughing so hard she couldn't get it out.
Oh, I love
and she
it.
Goes, okay, wait, we were shooting. Remember we were shooting? Do you remember they were doing that whole thing? And he goes, yeah, when at the restaurant. And so she goes, I had to go. I had to shoot the next morning. I had to leave. And so she goes, so I said, guys, I gotta go. And he was like, stay. And I was like, I gotta go. So I picked up my purse. I had to go because I had a call time early in the morning. And he goes, in the restaurant, Clooney stood up and he goes, Julia Roberts is a quitter. Like he started screaming. He said the whole restaurant, and Julia couldn't get the words out. She had like
she was laughing.
I fell in love with them together.
Yeah, don't you love that?
It was amazing.
It shows you all about relationships.
Yes.
It's not like, I mean, both of them are famous, but pretend they were just regular Joes.
Yes.
What you loved wasn't him or her.
Yeah,
it was
them. It was magic. And I cannot wait. I mean, and y'all, now I've overblown it. So when you see it, you'll be like, it just seemed like
you
another
You didn't
interview.
Overblow it.
It wasn't. It was a moment and I felt it.
You didn't overblow it.
I felt chills all over when I was there.
It's going to be so good. And we get to watch it on Monday.
Is that when it's coming?
A week
Monday?
From today.
A week from today. Okay, anyway, it's good. They got a great movie out, too, by the way.
Oh, good. We can't wait to see
it's
that.
It's going to be good, yeah.
Okay, Saturday Night Live, it started. Mm. It's back.
Mm. And?
And I heard it was great.
Okay.
We don't stay up that late.
We've never seen it.
No, no,
in
we go to bed
years.
At 9:30. If there's not a 9 at the beginning of my clock, I start to hyperventilate. But the season premiere, it started with host Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Who's so cute.
I think he's adorable. We interviewed him, didn't we?
No, I didn't.
For Top Gun?
No, that must have just been you.
No, who did we interview?
No, oh, that was we okay. did an interview. Right, I think that was Glenn Powell, if that's what you're referring to. If you're referring to something we did. If you did it, did you interview Miles Teller? You didn't. Do you know who Miles Teller
is? I do,
is?
But I don't think I did. Yes, he did a great, great Peyton Manning on the show.
Oh, he
on
did.
SNL. Oh, it was amazing.
Okay, well, one of the topics they took on was this trendy new app. It's called Be Real, which forces you to take photos in real time. Okay. Have you ever heard of Be Real?
Yeah.
Are you on Be Real?
No, I'm not on it, but we did a story on it. It was like everybody at the same moment, so you don't have time to glam squat it or do whatever or be at a fancy restaurant or go to the beach and watch a sunset. It's like
it's just where you are in
that moment.
But here's the thing. Just because I don't know, does it happen at different times of the day, every day?
Every day it's a different time of day,
and you just never know?
So no matter where you are in an important meeting, you break
or
up.
Cuddling
stop,
your child.
Cuddling your child. You stop being real.
In
so
the
you
middle
take a picture of
being real with your baby. You better stop being real.
Pause.
And take a real photo, though. Let's get it real. Kids, Be Real is going on. Let's go.
You know what I've noticed over time? Okay. So, I used to post a ton of stuff, just not a ton, but a lot.
No, you were an inspirational follow.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember? No, I mean, you still are. You still are, but you were a guru of the Instagram.
I was like without fail each morning. I had to.
There was a quote. She had a whole book on it.
Yeah. I had two books, okay. But anyway.
What happened?
What I realized is, because I was starting to live my life instead of only doing that. And I know
well,
there's probably
good.
A balance. I haven't found it. But I do think that I have a great weekend and I don't post.
Yeah.
Just because it was a great weekend. And what I realize is over time, people no longer ask you what you did the weekend.
Totally.
They assume they know. They assume because they saw a post. Oh, how was
totally.
They'll ask you that. And if you don't post, they assume you didn't do anything. When actually some of my best weekends are weekends when I didn't post anything.
Yes.
So I notice we do it sometimes in our morning meeting.
Yes.
I do it with friends. They don't even say, what did you do this weekend? They're like, oh, she must have done nothing lame. There was nothing posted.
Totally.
But sometimes it means, because I like to actually, I don't like to know what all my close friends are doing because they posted something.
No, you want to hear it from their
you
mouth.
You hear it. Like, no, oh my gosh.
It
was
so
Cora's
funny.
Birthday. I would like to have known that before.
I know. I posted it.
Yeah.
But it is funny because in our meetings, we used to start with, now what'd you do
what'd
this
you
weekend?
Do this weekend?
But now it's
like,
I saw
so
you at a first
that,
birthday.
You were doing that. And if you don't post, then it's like you didn't do anything. So I think we should ask our friends what they're doing, even if they don't post.
Yes. And not just assume that only the post is what they have to talk about.
Right. Because you have usually our catch up. When we come back on a Monday, especially from the weekend, is 1,000 times more than what either of us may have put on.
Oh, I saw the post.
Yeah,
yeah
I saw the post.
We don't like that. What's all right,
this?
So this is according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Okay.
October finally kicks off cuffing season. Wait, the dictionary tells us that cuffing season starts in October?
Wait, I think you should explain what cuffing season is.
I will. I know. It sounds a little pervy, and it's not. It's when you lock down a partner before the cooler months. But the dictionary says that, not
lock
me.
Down a partner.
I know. Well, that's the cuff.
Okay.
Okay. So the New York Times just published a big article that says dating is broken. Sad.
But
could we fix it?
Yeah.
But could going retro fix it?
Okay. They say like dating apps and all that stuff are out. Like that way of dating is out. And they say go back to old school, like getting set up by family and friends.
Yes.
I actually think, And I understand the philosophy behind it, because if you go on a date on an app, if 10 minutes into the date you don't like it, you could just end it in your head. The lights go out.
Yes.
If you're with someone, same vibe,
yes,
but your friend set you up, you might say, maybe there's a reason that she thought this guy would be good. Let me just be curious. Let me ask more questions. Let me not get turned off quickly and say, well, that's out.
Yes.
Let me just, because there's also now another connection. So maybe,
totally. I have to say, I think openness is the key, regardless of how you meet.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're open
good, yeah,
and you meet on an app,
yep,
great.
You're right.
If you're open
right
and you meet through friends,
yeah,
great.
You're right.
If you go in thinking, ugh, I've done so many of these and this doesn't,
yeah,
on paper, this
more
doesn't feel right. It's not going to happen.
And also, don't bounce somebody because he reminds you of your ex or somebody else, because that's another thing. Sometimes you look at someone, you're like, oh,
yes,
just like he
no,
did.
No, no, be open.
Be open. You're really good at setting people
up. I kind of want to set people up.
Why'd you say people?
Well, person. I kind of want to set person in pink up.
You do?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah, I want to set you up.
Okay. I want to be set up.
What?
I want to be set up.
Wow, I have chills.
I want to be set up.
That is a challenge that I am going to go for.
Okay. Because you know why? Because you know me.
Yes.
And I trust you.
Oh my gosh, I'm
because
so
because you know me. If you didn't know me, even if we were anchoring and pretending, then I wouldn't say yes, but you do know me.
Wow, this takes, I have chills. I have a lot to do. I've got to go.
I've got to go.
Okay, coming up next, what to do when a friendly competition gets a bit unfriendly.
We are answering your social dilemmas after this. You know why?
Chill.
You know why? You know why? You know why? You know me.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait, a what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right, the little pink pill. And it's called Addy, A-D-D-Y-I, or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at ADDYI.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addy, the FDA-approved little pink pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addy is only $20 per month and $0 after month 3. If your insurance doesn't cover Addy, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addy. Learn more at Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
We're back. It's time for this week's Hoda and Jenna Social Dilemmas. All right, we love these.
We sure do. Okay, first up, you ready?
Ready.
My friend talked me into being her pickleball partner in our town's league.
Yep.
She's so competitive, and I'm not. You're competitive.
I am competitive.
Okay,
too.
And I'm not. Yeah. If we, we lose, she blames it on me. I'm worried it's going to destroy our friendship. What can I do?
You need to get out of the pickleball.
Yeah.
No, you got to.
It's not, I mean, pickleball's fun, but it's not that fun.
No, it's, and you know what? If I actually love that game, but if you're playing with someone who's blaming you.
Yes. See, I think there's two types of competitive.
Yeah.
There's the type of competitive, well, maybe not, but I don't like, I always sort of blame myself.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be like, why didn't you get that forehand?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, honey, you're not good enough. I'm not playing with you. That's not me. I like to win, but I also more than like to win, I like to have fun.
And yes.
And I like to have
fun. And if she's your friend, you should say something to her. I remember one time it was Central Park and I was supposed to play tennis with someone and the person didn't show up and there was another guy whose partner didn't show up. He's like, do you want to play doubles? We'll play them. I said, great. The guy was so competitive. He was like, get the backhand. I was like, I mean,
it makes you nervous.
I just met you.
Yeah.
And what do you, but some people are that way.
Yeah. I don't like that kind type of competitive.
Yeah.
And actually, Mila had her first sporting event ever this weekend.
Oh, God.
She's 9.
How'd you handle it?
Well, I couldn't help it. She was like, mom, don't scream.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but be like, that's my girl.
What was the sport?
Field hockey.
Oh, I love that.
Well, I never played it. I don't know anything about it. I'm like, is there a goal?
Offsides.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
But, and I also try, I really did try to not embarrass her. But like when we got in there, she was like, I'm nervous. I have my stomach drops. I don't like competing versus people. But at the end.
She was fired up.
She enjoyed it. And I said, the most important thing is that you had fun. And she said, daddy's coming next time.
Okay.
Anyway, okay.
Here's the next one. I love my best friend, but she can get a little wild. I invited her to an event, and I just learned some work colleagues will be attending.
Oh.
Is it okay to uninvite her?
Whoa. Can you just have the courageous conversation that says...
What?
That says, you know, work colleagues will be there. We can't get drunk. That's just honest.
Right, but maybe she can't. Maybe
she can't help it?
Well, maybe she's like...
I'm pretty sure if you just said...
Hey, look. I got some people there.
Yeah,
do you mind?
It's look, not going to be as fun as I thought it's going to be. It's not going to be wild. Should we meet after or is that cool
after?
With you?
Good.
Or
that's
is
it.
That
that's
cool
it.
With you?
That's it.
Or is that cool?
Okay. That's a good one. Great one.
Okay.
Last one.
Okay, here it is. My teenager is attending a lot of fancy Sweet 16 parties. We give her generous gifts and in return receive pre-printed thank you notes. Am I right? Oh, we give generous
gifts and they get gifts. Printed thank you notes from the person, the recipient.
Am I right to be annoyed?
No, just, yeah, I mean, no. People like handwritten. I know you want a handwritten thank you, not some printed thing
yeah.
that says we loved your gift.
No.
I get it, but you know what?
It don't always it's, work that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't yep. worry about the thank you.
Look who's tiptoeing in.
Wow.
Look who's tiptoeing
right.
in.
But wait, real quick, though, if you have a social oh. dilemma, we need our advice, which nobody does, go to HodaAndJenna.com. Hit the connect button.
Okay. Coming all up right. next.
What do Jenna and Elizabeth Hurley have in common?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to find out.
Wow.
We're going to catch up with the actress and the advocate right after this.
Wow.
Supermodel Elizabeth Hurley has graced magazine covers around the world for decades. We also know her as an actress who appeared in everything from Bedazzled to Austin Powers and The Royals.
Of course, but Elizabeth is also well known for her charitable work. She is a global and paid a spokesperson for Estee Lauder's breast cancer campaign. And today, she has a big announcement for us, and we want to get to your announcement in a minute. But I did not know that Elton John is a common denominator in both of your two lives.
Well,
did you know
I went
that?
To his concert.
Wait, did you know that, Elizabeth? Did you know?
I didn't know it was a common denominator, no. But
I think we're reaching. I think we're reaching a little bit. I got to go to his concert at the White House the other week, which was incredible.
And he cried when he got his award, because he's an amazing man.
Yes, he is.
But he's really, really close with you. I mean, beyond just being friends, right?
You know what he is? He's been a friend for a long time. He's godfather to my son.
Oh.
I went to stay with him this summer. But also, I know him so well because he also has really always helped with our breast cancer
yeah.
campaign. He's always performed for us, helped raise money. So he's a phenomenal man in many ways.
You, that, you know, you just said he's the godfather of your son. I just mentioned to you, your son is now 20.
He's 20, yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
An adult.
An
yes.
adult. What does it feel like to be a parent to an adult child?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's challenging sometimes, but wonderful. Most of the time, wonderful. We've always been very close, but during lockdown, I think, you know, when you have to spend so much time with your family, and he was home with me and my brother and my sister and my mother, we bonded so well that it's been great.
Some yes. people think parenting, because we've had Maria Shriver on, and she always talks about parenting adult children. Like, that's a different
yes, it is.
Game, because you're still parenting. Like, it doesn't end
no,
when they get older.
No, I think actually it gets harder, funnily enough. I always thought it was going to be very difficult when it was bath time and
yeah.
homework time
yeah.
and school runs, but actually I think now is they need us more.
Yeah.
Funnily enough.
That's
they need us more. Yeah.
We
they
have
need
to
guidance.
Ask
yeah.
you, because you're of course a very famous
uh-huh.
Brit
yeah.
about Queen Elizabeth,
yeah.
who was so
oh.
beloved. She reigned your entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some of us took for granted that we had a queen
mm-hmm.
as the
yeah.
sort of highest position.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. I sent her a letter when I was about 5 or 6, and I got one back from her lady in waiting, which I treasure. Apparently the Queen answered every single letter she ever received in her life.
Wow.
Or her ladies-in-waiting, which I think was amazing. I think it's an end of an era.
Yeah.
An end of dignity and just so many wonderful things.
Well, it was like she was the constant, like in a
yeah.
world that's changing and kind of mixed up and scary. There she was. Like, that's sort of what we felt. We were in London during the funeral, and just the visceral reaction
yeah.
from people who didn't know her but felt compelled to be there on that day.
She was a people's queen, I think,
yeah.
for sure. Everyone
yeah.
felt something for
sure.
her.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ask you about this partnership. We tease there's a big announcement. Will you tell us what
yeah.
you have going on?
Yeah, well, I will. Well, this is our 30th year of raising funds and awareness for breast cancer with the Estee Lauder Company's breast cancer
mm-hmm. yeah.
campaign. And, you know, in that time, there's obviously been enormous changes in the landscape of breast cancer. You know, improvements in treatment, in diagnosis, many, many things in education. But this year in particular is an important year because the Estee Lauder Company's Charitable Foundation are donating $15 million over the next 5 years
oh my gosh.
To address disparity
wow.
in breast cancers. And, you know, we think that's a really enormous and very important thing to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's our big announcement for this year.
Wow. Because that is a problem. We just had Katie Couric on this morning. She was just diagnosed. But she also talked about how there is a disparity on people who get treatment and how well their treatment is.
It is. And how different breast cancers affect different women in different ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something which has very much been flagged up by research over the last 30 years at the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And, it's obviously something that needs to be addressed and is going to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. That was...
We talked about how Elton John's done, you know, so much work. When we think of him, we think of HIV/AIDS. Mm-hmm. And when we think of you, I mean, mm-hmm. you've been part of this campaign for decades.
27 years.
27 years.
Well, I came on the Today Show for the first time 27 years ago.
Yeah. And why is it so important to you?
Well, I think it's because in each intervening year, I know more and more women who've been diagnosed. Yeah. It's still 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So even though because of the research, because of the treatments, because of the prevention, you know, mortality rates have decreased by 43% since the 1980s. But still, a lot of women are dying. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, even though we've been here 30 years, we will be here as long as it takes, I think, until they find a cure, which they will if there's more money.
You're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. And we should point out that the Empire State Building, if you're in New York tonight, is it going to be a dazzling pink?
It's going to be pink. It's the first building we ever lit pink in the year 2000.
Wow.
And it's an annual thing. Of course, we haven't done it for 2 years because of COVID. So we did it remotely. So this it's very important for us to go back here today remind everyone that we're here. We care.
Yeah.
And that one day there'll be a... There will be a cure for breast cancer. Women will stop dying.
Yeah.
It's just about the research.
Wow.
The work you do is so important.
And we're so happy you're here. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we got trends, baby. 4 biggest trends in fall jackets and coats coming up after this.
Who knew? That's a trend.
Pumpkin spice, the leaves are changing, there's a chill in the air. It's time to put on your cozy jackets and enjoy some fall weather.
Okay, so if you're in need of some new outerwear, style expert Melissa Garcia has the 4 top trends to keep you warm and bundled up. I mean, this weekend in New York, we needed a coat.
It was cold.
It was freezing.
This morning was freezing, right?
What are you saying? It's bomber jacket season?
Bomber jackets are back in action. I love them because they have like that retro cool factor. Uh-huh. So they're not just for the girls, they're for the guys too. But first, starting with Jen here. So this is a really great jacket. Again, we saw these all over the runway. Prada, Stella McCartney, it was everywhere this season. So I love the idea of incorporating one into your wardrobe. Mm-hmm. This one's from Target, affordable, really fun. And again, it has that varsity feel. They also call them Letterman jackets.
Letter jackets, I remember.
Yes. And then, of course, for the guys, you guys remember members only?
Come on, Eddie.
Yes. Members only
Eddie
jackets coming back. I love these. These are great. They're so versatile for girls and for guys, too. Tons of colors, extra small to 5X. We love Eddie. He's an awesome model and a great sport, but I love this jacket. Again,
Eddie,
members
like
only.
Is it comfortable?
It's amazing.
It's great.
Okay. Really? It fits like a glove.
Okay, next up, leather's in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Grace.
So I feel like it started with the leather jacket, and then it went to the leather blazer, and now it's a full-on
leather trench
we're seeing.
Is that
I know.
New?
It's
wow.
Not, yeah,
kind
it's,
of?
It's like, I feel like Matrix-ish, right?
Yes, cool.
So here again, a great pop of color. We're also seeing them like super saturated. It's definitely a big, bold trend. If you don't want to go this bold, which I do love, this one's from Eloquii, you can do something a little bit more neutral. So
the
brown one over there is from New York & Company. Yeah. Again, both around $100, and they're faux leather. And faux leather these days is like so great. They look real, they feel real.
Yeah, you can't tell a difference.
You can't. So it's not even worth spending the money on real leather, especially on a trend too.
Yeah.
I'd say get the faux leather. They look and feel
great. Yeah, Grace, you like it?
Yeah.
How it feels?
I love it. Is it warm?
It is, and it's comfy. It's great.
The inside's
really
super soft. Yeah.
Are we strolling? Good. Are we strolling?
Which way are we strolling?
We're heading over to Puffer.
I think we're going this way.
Puffer.
Okay.
Head with us.
So here we go. So we're going to the Puffer coats, which is probably like your most practical style coat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pop over here. But again, they have a little bit of a statement factor this season. So we're seeing a lot of quilted details in Puffer coats, as you can see on this one. And what I love about this one is that Puffer coats are big. So
they're belting it?
Which is great because
gives
then
you a weight.
Exactly. It accentuates your waist. You don't get lost in the volume.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Kind. Depends on your waist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this one's from The Gap. Again, a great option. But I love the one that Sarah has on.
Sarah, another. So cute.
So cute.
Is that leather?
It's faux leather. Right?
Wow.
Go figure. So we have like kind of 2 trends in one in this coat, which is great. I love the crop silhouette of this because a puffer jacket, you get, I think it's big and oversized, but this really makes it feel
super modern. Now, is that warm too?
I love it.
It is.
It's nice and cozy.
It's
and
super
great,
flattering.
I know.
And
it's
right?
a great link. She's like, I think I like this. I'm like, it looks really good on you.
All right. Now, let's bring in the Queen Phyllis.
Because no
fashion show is complete without our Phyllis.
Of course. So I love nothing more than an ivory coat.
Look at Phyllis.
It's so, I know. She loves
She's
it.
Gorgeous.
It's so classic. It's stylish. It's chic. It's polished. It's refined. And again, what's great about a long coat like this is that you really don't have to worry about what you're wearing underneath because it's almost
completely covered. But look at her old boots.
Of course. Well, we had to bring her on her A game, right? We had fun boots here. And again, we just kept the rest of the outfit fairly simple. But a classic ivory coat, you can never go wrong with.
And what's the price point?
So these are a little bit like, on. I think this one's a little bit on the more expensive side from Abercrombie. Not crazy expensive, but this
looks
is an
good.
Investment piece that you will have forever.
And does that feel warm enough to wear in all winter?
Definitely. Warm, and I look cute.
You look really cute, Phyllis.
Phyllis, do you remember when you used to work for the NYPD?
Yes. I do.
And she retired, and now she's a fashion
She's a model.
How cool are you?
So
all right,
awesome.
To check out
Thank
these cozy fall coats, you can head to today.com/shop.
Coming up next, Colin Hanks. He's going to tell us about his true crime thriller right after this.
There we go.
After being stuck at home for about 2 years, Colin Hanks said he was looking for a challenge. And we think he found it.
He did. Colin has completely transformed himself for the new Peacock series. It's called A Friend of the Family. Oof. The show is based on the disturbing true story of the Broberg family, whose daughter Jan was kidnapped multiple times by their charismatic family friend.
Okay, Colin plays Jan's father, Bob.
Oh, my God, it's so good to see you.
Tell us
a little bit about this thriller.
So, yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack. But it's about a family in 1973, Pocatello, Idaho. It's a true story. And their daughter was kidnapped twice by a very close family friend. And when I say that, kidnapped twice, that's not the craziest thing that happened to this family. There's so much that this poor family went through. So the series really kind of unpacks all of that.
I mean, so you said you were looking for a challenge out of COVID.
Yeah.
And at first, when you read this script, you were like, wait, I don't know.
Yeah, because it to be honest, it's a dark subject matter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to wrestle with. And it brings up a lot of emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily a headspace you want to be in. No pun intended with this head. That's not really a place you want to be for 6-7 months while you're making it. But I really just took it as an opportunity to really just jump off the cliff and do something different. So shaved my head, put on some glasses. 70s clothes really helps you get into the mood.
When you shaved your head, did that transform how you felt about yourself? What is that like?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was really, I really looked at it as an opportunity to try and disappear completely and really try and not be myself and not see a version of myself, but really try and transform. And as I always like to joke, look, my job is to wear makeup and pretend to be other people.
Yeah.
So let's really try and really, disappear, because the stuff that I was having to do was so uncomfortable.
So you shaved completely. You got rid of all the hair right now.
So I had the bald cul-de-sacs shaved every morning, and then there were two layers of paint. Then they speckled more paint on it, and then a wig on top to give me a receding hairline.
And when you told your wife you were going to just, like, there was no coming back from that haircut, and you were just going to go bald.
It was she was not excited about that, but then at say month 5, it was kind of like, okay, so when do you shave your head? Because I'd really like that to happen.
Do you have a perfectly shaved head?
I did not know. I mean, it was literally blowing on the dice and hoping I hit boxcars. Because if this was a poorly shaped head, it would have been just added more drama to the...
Yeah, no, it's good. You know, it worked out well for you. Not everybody
that.
Can say the same.
I appreciate that.
We love your dad. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he recently said, and your mom.
Yeah.
Yes, but he recently said that he has made a ton of movies, but 4 of them have turned out pretty great.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Did you know he said that?
And I did not, no.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, we were
I think he's being liberal with that number. I'm not sure it's 4. I'm not sure if it's 4.
What is your favorite movie that your dad did?
Oh, that's Sophie's Choice. I can't say that. Nope. I always want to say...
What's your least favorite?
Well, no, I always want to say, as the young man in me, I want to say Bachelor Party, but I don't think that's actually really true. I don't know. Those Toy Story movies are nice.
Are they good grandparents, Rita and Tom?
They're okay. Yeah, they're okay.
Do they do things that annoy you?
It would be great if they paid attention to the kids' bedtime and, you know, actually cooked food that the kids will eat. No, they're fine. They're great.
Do they like to, like, do the kind of typical grandparent thing where it's like, give them sugar and then give them back?
A lot of sugar, a lot of giving them back, a lot of not necessarily paying attention to the schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing that's missing, they need, like, good, ugly sweater vests. Like, if they both had those and just some glasses and complained about the temperature, I think we'd be good. So, yeah.
Can we go back to your hair for one more second? So, we love your hair, and we thought we wanted to take a look. Since you're a clean slate,
yeah,
and you could have any hairdo you could dream of, we have a couple of styles we might want to try out. So, let's first check out
the pompadour.
I'm going to say yes to that.
You would?
Look, do you think you can get that kind of volume?
With science, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
How about the mullet?
It's back. Let's see the mullet's back.
Ooh.
That's a blonde mullet.
What I love about this, that is truly, that's business in front, but that's a party in the back for sure. I like that one.
All right, the mohawk. Uh-huh.
Love a mohawk.
You got to love that.
Yes, absolutely.
Looks good.
And finally, the hoda.
You know what?
The hoda. It's a classic.
Oh, come on. Yes.
It's a classic.
There it is. That's the one.
I think
that's
really,
the keeper. That's
you look like some kind of weird hippie rocker guy.
It works.
Colin, you're fun.
Oh, yeah,
thank you
so
much for being here. This is a really fun, dark project.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
A Friend of the Family premieres this Thursday on Peacock.
Coming up next, it's Happy Hour. Donna shares three things that add more joy to her life and hopefully can add more to yours, too, after this.
Hey, did you know there's a little pink pill?
Wait, a what? A little pink pill?
Did you say a little pink pill?
Yes, the little pink pill. You definitely need to know about this.
Are you for real? Just to be clear, you're telling me there's a little pink pill for me?
That's right, the little pink pill. And it's called Addy, ADDYI, or flibanserin. Learn more about the little pink pill at ADDYI.com. See full prescribing information and medication guide, including boxed warning regarding severe low blood pressure and fainting in certain settings at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Good news, ladies. There's more. Addy, the FDA-approved little pink pill, is also affordable and can be shipped directly to your front door. That's right. With insurance coverage, Addy is only $20 per month and $0 after month 3. If your insurance doesn't cover Addy, there is still a discount program to get you the best possible price and get free shipping right to your door. So now's the time to ask your doctor about Addy. Learn more at Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Okay, here's a question. Who wants to add more happiness to your day? Me.
Donna actually caught up with a UCLA professor to find out the secret.
Yeah, I really ate this conversation up, you guys. Her name is Cassie Holmes, and she teaches a popular MBA class called Applying the Science of Happiness to Life Design, which all started after she had had enough of feeling overstretched and exhausted. She says the secret to happiness is making the most of our time, and shared some exercises to help us out.
The way we spend our time and how we approach our time has a significant influence on how happy we are.
In her new book, Happier Hour, author Cassie Holmes offers up ways to make each hour in your day feel more fulfilling.
The thing we can control is how we spend our time.
Cassie gave me some tips and exercises from the book to help bring my attention to the joy right in front of me. The first exercise was to do a random act of kindness.
I just met Ken at the airport. I bought him a coffee. He was in line behind me. Cheers.
Cheers.
Kindness, pass it around.
I have to tell you, this changed me. And then I sat down for my 4-hour flight, initially had my earbuds in, but then for 3 out of the 4 hours, I ended up talking and having a conversation with my seatmate, and we became friends.
The sense of connection that comes from even an interaction with a stranger, the sort of sense of belonging. Yes, it's with close others, but it's also the extent to which we feel connected to our communities and humanity.
Next up, Cassie suggested I experience awe.
I spent some time in Wyoming, and I was horseback riding, which I love doing.
Come on, monk.
These sights are truly spectacular.
but I was also so awe-inspired by the mountains, the view, the fresh air, the stargazing.
When you go into nature and you are inspired and filled with awe, what that does, it expands your perspective and expands your sense of time that you then feel less limited. You're not concerned about your schedule.
But I actually felt like time was sitting still for a little bit, in the best way.
One tip Cassie gave me was to make my most joyful activities, like spending time with my parents, no phone zones.
I love having morning coffee with my mom. I love going on walks with my dad. And I'm always snapping pictures, documenting, trying to make these memories. What you helped me realize was making the memories is also through just being present, not having to capture it or document.
These are your most joyful activities, and carving those out, making them no phone zones, it's really important because it not only affects your enjoyment, but the person that you're with, your mom and your dad, know that you're fully present.
My biggest takeaway is I've identified the activities that boost my mood when I'm feeling down, and if we can control our own happiness, then that is one step towards improving it.
Okay, I loved this. There are so many good exercises in this book. One that I just want everyone to know is the bundling strategy. Mm-hmm. So basically, when you're doing something, a boring chore, something that seems time-consuming, bundle a happy, joyful activity within it. I know you do this when you're cleaning, blast music. Or like if you're missing doing an activity, you know, put on a podcast that talks about that activity. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, maybe call a friend, that social connection.
It's
figure
so
out
true.
What brings you joy and then incorporate that.
By the way, I love that. And I think we all talk about a random act of kindness, but when did you last do one?
Totally.
Like, we say yeah.
Did
but
she say do one a day?
She didn't put like a time limit on it, which I like too, because the whole part of why I loved these exercises in this book was that it didn't feel like a chore or a task.
Yeah,
it really felt like a way to implement it. Kind of authentically into your life.
Whenever it felt
right. When you feel like it.
All right. Check out happierhour at today.com/books.
Okay. Great ideas, Donna. And we'll be back after this.
So
Tomorrow, Oscar winner Reese Witherspoon will be here on the project.
I'm so excited. Plus, the poet and author inspiring millions. Mm. We love him. Of the social media followers, Young Pueblo.
We love him. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.